you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 24th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. 7 people were killed in 2 related shootings yesterday in San Mateo County. The sheriff's office says a 67-year-old man by the name of Chun Li Zhao is in custody after 4 people were found dead and 1 critically wounded from gunshots mid-afternoon. Then 3 other bodies were discovered at a second agricultural business several miles away. Meantime, the death toll in Saturday's mass shooting in Monterey Park has risen to 11. KPCC's Josie Wong has more.
One of the 10 people injured in the attack on the Star Dance Studio has died at LA County USC Medical Center. Officials have identified 4 of the 11 who died. Xiaodren Yu was 57, Lilan Li was 63, Valentino Alvaro was 68, Minan was 65. Nan's family issued a statement accompanied by an image of her smiling and wearing her hair in tight waves and a sequined turquoise dress. Nan went to the dance studio for many years, her family said. Quote, unfairly, Saturday was her last dance. I'm Josie Huang.
A vigil for the victims is being held at Monterey Park City Hall tonight, and another is planned at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio tomorrow night at 6. It's located in the 100 block of West Garvey Avenue. In Sacramento, legislators gathered at the state capitol to discuss next steps and to remember the Monterey Park victims. Cap Radio's race and equity reporter Sarah Mises-Tan says Asian American legislators are calling for stricter gun laws.
All of the victims of the weekend's crime were over the age of 50, a demographic that has been found to be bearing the brunt of anti-Asian attacks since the pandemic began. Manjusha Kulkarni is the co-founder of Stop AAPI Hate, a nonprofit that has been chronicling hate crimes against the Asian American community. While she says this specific incident is not being categorized as a hate crime, her organization has found that anti-Asian attacks tend to be against older Asian Americans, particularly women.
The report we did with AARP shows that 98% of our seniors say that the U.S. has become a more physically dangerous place for them.
Lawmakers have not yet introduced any legislation, but say they'd like to focus on stricter control of ghost guns and guns purchased in other states. Sarah Mises-Tan, Cap Radio News.
LA's new mayor and city council say solving homelessness is a top priority. Ahead of the annual homeless count this week, which starts today, Councilmember Hugo Soto Martinez emphasized that the city needs to improve collaboration.
We have over 30 service providers that go out every single day and do outreach within the bounds of our district. However, there's no coordination. It's like trying to run an orchestra without a conductor.
The data collected during the homeless count will inform how officials allocate resources and provide outreach. The findings are scheduled to be released by early summer. Orange County may finally open a cold weather emergency shelter. The Board of Supervisors is set to vote on a contract at its meeting today. KPCC senior reporter Jill Replogle says that the vote comes after the officials struggled to find a location for the longstanding winter shelter.
If approved, the shelter would be at a public gymnasium in Fullerton that was also used temporarily during the pandemic to shelter unhoused people. Fullerton City Council has signed off on using the gymnasium again. The nonprofit People Assisting the Homeless, or PATH, would run the emergency shelter. It would open February 1st and likely stay open at least through the end of March. Unlike some of the other homeless shelters in Orange County, cold weather shelters typically only operate at night for a few months in the winter and have minimal requirements for getting a bed. Advocates say even if it's not the most effective way to get people into permanent housing, it's a key part of the shelter system that saves lives when nighttime temperatures are dangerously cold. Covering Orange County, I'm Jill Replogle.
The Orange County Transportation Authority will soon be resuming its weekend train service between Orange and San Diego counties. The agency says that it was able to stabilize the tracks with a row of steel anchors, but a second row still needs to be installed there along the coast where tracks were slipping. Weekend service will resume February 4th and will continue until crews finish construction.
A group of Democratic state lawmakers is pushing a new wealth tax that would apply to the richest of the rich, residents of California worth more than $50 million. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has that story.
The tax would apply to the top tenth of the state's richest 1%. In California, higher earners pay a higher tax rate, but reports have shown many of the ultra-wealthy find ways to lower their tax bills. That's why Assemblymember Alex Lee of San Jose wants to tax their assets, including stocks, interest, and even art and collectibles.
For the working class, tax avoidance is a felony. For the mega-rich, tax avoidance is an industry that they employ many people to be very clever about.
Lee proposed a wealth tax last year, but it was unsuccessful. He's hoping a coordinated effort between seven other states will move the needle this year. There's also a projected state budget deficit, which Lee said could be nearly filled by the roughly $22 billion his proposal would generate. The California Taxpayers Association opposes the measure, says spokesperson David Klein.
It would be a massive headache. You'd need to hire a lot of new people at the Franchise Tax Board to conduct all the audits.
Klein argues forcing the wealthy to attest to their total net worth every year would incentivize them to follow multi-billionaire Elon Musk out of state. But Lee and other lawmakers point out the number of millionaires and billionaires in California keeps growing. If passed by the required two-thirds of lawmakers, the proposal would go to voters for final approval. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
It'll be sunny today, though still on the cool side. Temperatures will mostly be in the 60s, staying in the 50s in the mountains and high desert with winds of 15 to 25 miles an hour. Low desert communities will be in the upper 60s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.